Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. And glad you are with us on this holiday eve. I'm also glad to have Mr. Dave Murray, meteorologist extraordinaire, with us this afternoon. Hey, Dave.
Hello there. It seems like these three-day holidays are becoming 4 and 5 day holidays to me.
It seems like
it started like Wednesday afternoon.
That's true. And I told my office staff today that they could bail out or work early. And a couple of them looked at me like, well, yeah, we were going to do that. We weren't really looking for your permission, Brad.
That's right.
We were going to do that anyway. So I'm like, well, yeah, my name's on the wall. I guess it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, one person who doesn't take off the holiday is you, my friend. So what are we looking at this weekend, this long weekend?
Yo, classic summertime weekend. This evening is actually kind of nice. The humidity's been coming up a little bit today, but it's nothing extreme. 4th of July tomorrow is sunny. It's hot. It's humid. There might be an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, but I think those will be really hard to find. But we should get up to about 95 degrees, kind of classic St. Louis for the evening Friday night for all the fireworks shows. It's just warm and humid, 74 for the overnight low. Saturday, almost an instant replay of the 4th of July, right around 95 again. Sunday to round out the holiday weekend, I'm going to call it partly sunny. I think there's a little better chance of a couple of spot afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. Nothing widespread. And about 93 degrees. There's also a lot of interest about some tropical action since people are traveling this weekend right along the southeast coast from North Florida up through Cape Hatteras in North Carolina. Strong possibility of a tropical storm, even a hurricane, developing in the next 2 days or so. Keep that in mind.
Isn't that a little different than normal? I mean, this is pretty early to be experiencing tropical storms and hurricanes, isn't it?
Well, the season starts June 1st, and it runs to the end of November. Yeah, July, occasionally we get one or two, and that would be about it. Occasionally is probably the key word there. The peak of the season is September. But, you know, we're getting there. The ocean temperatures are quite warm, so you start to get a contrast in the atmosphere, and you can get something to spin up. And this is, would be an in close, you know, it's not something that's going to develop and travel across the Atlantic. This is kind of developing right in North Florida right now.
Got it. Well, Dave, I was at the Muni last night. Great show. And we were actually comfortable. I didn't think the humidity was very high. But
what
I'm hearing you saying, though, is even though I had a lovely time at the Muni last night, that the humidity is going to be picking up over the next few days.
Right. And I think you'll notice it going out the door when you leave the studio. You're going to say, okay, yeah, it's starting to feel a little bit humid. Again, this evening should be fine for whatever plans you may have. But you know, we just have to throw the word humid in. I don't think it's like, you know, a week ago kind of humidity. But we're going to notice it. It's, you know, most people will say, okay, yeah, it's 4th of July weekend at St. Louis. This is what it should be.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks forget, but the weather impacts our pets too, doesn't it, Dave?
Oh, yeah. You know, kind of double fold here, because fireworks will affect a lot of
pets.
Really make sure that, you know, if you have a dog or a cat who gets a little hyper with that, you know, be aware and do a little extra care. But also the heat and humidity is tough on all pets. Lots of water, make sure they have fresh water supply. And also be aware that the asphalt, when it's time to take them out for a walk, use your hand and touch the asphalt, because it's probably a lot hotter than you think it is. And that's what's affecting the dog or cat's feet, especially dogs who are going out for walks.
My prior black lab hated fireworks. So we gave her some calming chews. And then when that didn't work and she kept barking, I told my wife I was going to eat the chews. That's probably not recommended, is it?
I don't know.
You know, what do you care? You're a meteorologist.
I'm not a doctor, but you know what? Sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah, you know, especially if you buy them at the CBD store. I mean, you never know, right?
Yeah.
Famed meteorologist Dave Murray. Thanks for talking to us today, Dave.
You got it. Happy 4th, everybody.
And happy 4th.
Thanks, Dave.
Happy 4th to you as well. One of the topics I'm going to get into, speaking of happy 4th, we don't have time in this segment, but before the show's over today, I want to talk about, is it still something to be patriotic? As are we as a country still proud to be Americans? And if so, why? Hey, we're gonna take a break here, and listen, we're gonna break to President Trump. He's talking about the spending bill passing. Here's President Trump.
Yeah, I think a few of them I did, but I think they would have gone yes anyway.
What were the deals?
No deals. What I did is we talked about how good the bill is. I mean, that's a deal, I guess, when you think about it. But obviously convinced them, but it was not hard. This is a great bill. This is going to be a great bill.
Mr. President, Congressman Biden wanted to primary him too. Well, I was disappointed that he did that. There were two of them that voted now, so I was disappointed that he voted now.
We had a call. It was a pretty long call. We talked about a lot of things, including Iran, and we also talked about, as you know, the war with Ukraine. I'm not happy about that.
President Trump literally on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews talking about the passage of the big, beautiful bill. I'll actually be talking about the passage of the bill coming up in the 5 o'clock hour with Congressman Bob Onder, so you'll want to stick around for that. We're going to take a break here, and coming up next, the best part of the Mark Reardon Show. Sue's News, next on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in today. I've just been leaving some comments on the YouTube channel. If you'd like to do the same, you can just go to youtube.com, put in Mark Reardon Show, leave some comments. I'm reading them all, and I am trying to participate during the commercial breaks. So joining us, of course, in studio, Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer. Good to see you, Fred.
Hey, Brad.
And Sue. It's been a busy day out there on the roads, hasn't it?
It's completely nuts, because it's like a Friday.
It is like a Friday.
And,
but we're not doing the Reardonless Roundtable today.
No.
That's why we know it's not Friday.
It's like a traffic Friday, Brad.
It's a traffic Friday.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That is good to know. I want to go right now. Let's see. We already talked about President Trump talking from the tarmac, and it's interesting. We had a discussion off air President Trump likes to wear a baseball cap when he's wearing his suit. I wear a lot of suits, don't typically wear caps, but then again, I'm not the president. But you know what it is time for now, of course.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know what? I forgot to look up what day it is, Fred. You know, it's National Day.
Right.
So we'll just skip it.
Okay.
Because we're going to go to 40 years ago. That's right, people. 40 years ago. This movie was released. And I think after you hear this, you'll tell me what it is.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
That is correct.
Great Scott.
40 years ago. 40 Back to the Future was 40 years ago.
Wow. I was in college when that came out. And it doesn't seem like 40 years ago.
No, it doesn't.
But what a beloved movie. I've never met anyone that said, I don't like Back to the Future.
And just looking for clips of that today made me happy, just to see what you can see when you're out there. Oh, thanks, Fred. By the way, it is National Chocolate Wafer Day. What? Why? National Eat Your Beans Day. I don't know what's happening there.
No.
And National Fried Clam Day. Now, if I am going to eat a clam, I would prefer for it to be cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Fried, but I'm not going to seek them out. Fred is not eating
a
clam.
I'm a never clam guy.
Oh, really? Nope. Even like Long John Silver's, when they got those clams, it's basically just
breaded
little fried
stuff.
Breaded bits.
Yes.
No, I'm no clams.
No clams. Yeah. I like them fried, but, you know, not raw. No, I don't go for that.
He's made a statement. We all have to live by it. Fred is a no clam man.
No clam man.
Now, since it is, of course, almost the 4th of July, they put out a poll this week to find out what potato chips are the most popular for this specific holiday. Now, they say that actually number one for a side dish on the 4th of July is potato salad.
Yes.
And then it's potato chip. Now, in my house, it is opposite. Potato chip.
Yeah.
And then further down, potato salad. I'm not doubling potatoes. Fred, what's happening at the Bodenheimer household?
I'm all potatoes all the time. I can do anything. But I'm, you know, thinking about, does it make a difference on holidays like the 4th, which type of chip you use? I don't know.
Well, they
I mean, I like Ripples.
Okay, that's what they say that most of America likes.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the country, it's not Ripples, but it's Ruffles, and I knew what you meant.
Right.
Most of the country is a fan of Ruffles, including almost all of the Rocky Mountains and much of the Midwest. Lay's are also big in three states. But another three states are obsessed with the ones that we have at my house. What do you have at your house, Brad?
Chips-wise?
Yes. For the 4th.
For the 4th, we will be having Ruffles.
Okay.
But my wife says, my wife is in charge of all things social at my house. She says having potato salad and potato chips
it's too much.
Is redundant.
I completely agree with her. That's why we're only having chips. And we in Missouri and Ohio and Alabama all are obsessed with Pringles.
Yeah.
That's what will be at my house. Not those nasty ones that Fred brought in. But we had regular.
What were they? Beer brought Pringles.
Yes.
Really? I've never heard of it. I'm guessing they weren't a winner.
Ethan, Mark, and I love them.
Oh, really?
Sue did not.
I'll tell you what they tasted like, Brad. Chemicals.
Chemicals.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they. And you know what? That's bad for the marketing department.
Here, eat some
chemical Pringles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they
made by Monsanto.
Beer canned chicken that tasted like a can.
Yeah.
But I really like the regular Pringles. And I know they're not chips.
I know.
I know they're like, you know,
extruded potato.
And then kind of mashed into the shape that you can make duck lips out of. But that's what I like. All right. There is a story out today. I'm just on a food theme. That McDonald's is adding spicy McMuffins to its menu next Tuesday for a limited time. Now, it's a normal... This is so McDonald's. It's a normal breakfast McMuffin with their spicy pepper sauce on the top. It's the same sauce that comes on spicy McCrispy, so they just shifted it to breakfast. But there are three versions. A spicy egg McMuffin, or I always say egg-a-muffin.
Yeah.
A spicy sausage McMuffin, which of all three of those is the best, in my opinion.
Oh, that sounds good.
And a spicy sausage McMuffin with egg. So that's coming out on Tuesday if you just kind of want to be spicy and go for that. And this brought me to the story of Chuck E. Cheese, who is opening a new chain of arcades for adults Why?
Why?
The first 10 Chuck's arcades, which apparently sounds much more manly and adult, opening this week in malls across the U.S. They're basically just scaled down versions of their normal restaurants, and each one has a mix of new games like Halo and old ones like Asteroids, and kids can go if they want to. They're trying to sell adult single angle in the press release, you know, calling it a spinoff of modern day love letter to games and people who made Chuck E. Cheese great. Did anyone make Chuck E. Cheese great?
I mean, I think that Chuck E. Cheese should be banned under the Geneva Convention as cruel and unusual punishment. Not that I have an opinion on it.
No, of course not. And they're going to have that horrible animatronic band on display.
You know, how many small young children and babies have been scared to death by those animatronic monsters?
Many.
John raises his hand.
We have one in the room.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, there's a story out today about a professor of civil engineering at Penn State who thinks we should ban left turns at more intersections around the country. He says they're more dangerous than most people realize. Around 40% of all crashes happen at intersections. 40%. And over 60% of those involve someone making a left. It's just ridiculous. You're not going to ban it.
No.
What were you going to say, Fred?
I was going to say, I know a person who does everything they can not to do a left turn.
Oh, wow.
Unless they have an arrow.
Do they just go right? Wow. Well, I guess those people know how to do it themselves. You can't ban it.
No. And at what point do you say, just take the darn risk? I mean, we don't wrap our heads in bubble wrap when we walk out of the house.
They say half of these involve serious injury. Another reason, green arrows, of course, make it safer. Maybe if you did more green arrows. But you can't ban left turns. It's just complete insanity. All right, this I thought was interesting. There is this new study out that found that some killer whales, try to feed us. Now, there are at least 34 documented cases of orcas offering food to humans. Here is Jared Towers. He's a lead researcher at Bay Cetology.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And he's talking about the behavior. It's very interesting, or at least I think.
Killer whales all around the world are occasionally offering people things that they've just recently killed. It's happened here to me in British Columbia. We have several cases from New Zealand and also in a few other parts of the world as well. And what we think is that because killer whales share their food so often with other killer whales, that this is really a way of practicing learned cultural behavior. And also exploring the capacity of people to engage in reciprocity.
So they'll see if you give them something back. It's just very interesting.
Yeah.
This is not something that I knew existed or happened.
No. So an orca swims up to you and offers you a half-eaten seal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, sure.
Thanks.
Can you I have that with some dip on it?
Pringle? You give them a Pringle back?
Pringle.
Well, not if you want them to respect you, Fred.
Oh, okay.
Certainly not the other kind, the brats. But I just found that really interesting. And that, you know, it's like dogs that do that. If they hunt something or cats, they'll bring them to you and drop it and say, here you go.
Yeah, and then they want a treat or pet him on the head. My friend had a full standard poodle that would bring him birds, gophers, moles, and just pile them up outside in the backyard, saying, "Look at me, I'm the great hunter."
It's amazing. Yeah. I just didn't know that whales had done that as well.
We did not know that.
Elk hound that used to hunt groundhogs and bring them back and drop them off, and he was very proud of himself.
Oh, of
and we
course,
were all just disgusted, but it's sweet. All right, the Hollywood Walk of Fame class of 2026 was announced yesterday. There's a total of 35 who were selected. This is by independent committee. The TV category gets Sarah Michelle Gellar, Gordon Ramsay, Melody Thomas Scott. And if you go, what? She's from The Young and Restless. And Noah Wiley. There will be a double ceremony for Good Morning America because George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts are going in. Motion picture category, Demi Moore, Emily Blunt, Chris Columbus, Rami Malek, Rachel McAdams, Keith David. They've got all kinds of people. And then only one for sports entertainment category, Shaq. Shaq is highly entertaining to me.
I don't know, Sue, if you know who Keith David is.
Who is Keith David?
You've seen him. You just don't know it. He's a character actor.
Okay.
He's been in hundreds of movies.
Like, give me one. Can you look that up, Fred?
He oftentimes plays military generals. He's black. He's got a great voice. He's got a commanding voice. And also, I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
Oh, I got it.
And he narrates a ton of audiobooks.
He's awesome.
But he's a character actor, so you don't really think about stuff that he does. But once you know who he is, you're like, oh, I've seen him in hundreds of movies.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't realize who he was. By the way, Miley Cyrus is going in, Lyle Lovett, Stanley Tucci. It's all kinds of people who are going in. Ooh, I like him now. Thank you, Keith David, now that I know who he is. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Antarctica now gets about 123,000 tourists a year. That's up from only 5,000 in 1990.
Oh, my goodness.
People are going to... Iceland is cool to go to, but I had no idea they were going to Antarctica.
Yeah, just go to Minneapolis in January. It's close enough. It's close enough.
And that's it for Sue's News.
Best part of the Mark Reardon Show. Hey, coming up next, we've got the Fox Business Your Money Now coming up next on the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in 97.1 FM Talk. Back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in on a lovely Thursday, but a traffic Friday.
That's exactly right.
Dubbed it. Great Thursday, traffic Friday.
Yep.
And thanks for hanging out with us. And I watch a lot of movies. I go to the, I love the theater experience. I even went to see movies in the theater during COVID because I'm like, you know, nobody's here anyway. I might as well go and enjoy it. Had a great time. And so I always love talking to Paul Hall. You know Paul, Common Guys Film Reviews, found at commonguy.com. Paul, great to talk to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brad. Now, we talked a couple weeks ago now, didn't we? And I gave people this neat little tip on where to go that Monday afterwards, didn't we?
Yes, yes, you did. You gave some very good inside information.
If I, you know, it turns out I was right. And the first thing I want to talk about this week is Jurassic World Rebirth, which if you listened to me a couple weeks ago when Brad and I talked, you saw it for cheap the Monday right after we talked. But for those of you who didn't, it's in theaters now.
I didn't. But, you know, whenever I walk in, I look a lot older than I am. And theaters always give me the senior discount, even though I don't qualify. But I always figure if they're going to give it to me, I say yes. But we have we have this sound from Jurassic World.
Dr. Henry Loomis, this is Zora Bennett. Our mission specialist.
Sorry, what mission?
Can you be ready tomorrow?
I can guarantee your safety. I mean, more or less.
More or less?
No one's dumb enough to go where we're going.
This island was the research facility for the original Jurassic Park.
We need DNA from the three biggest dinosaurs.
Do we have to get a sample from an egg?
I suppose we could try and get it from the parent, but they're a flying carnivore the size of an F-16.
Maybe we should make it quick.
So, Paul, tell us, is this a standalone movie, or are we looking at a setup for another trilogy?
No, it's Rebirth. Come on, Brad, it's Rebirth. We're doing it again. We're going again. I don't know how many of these will last through this next go-around. You never know when that moment comes where something, you know, jump the shark, shall we say. But or we
jump
get
the, no,
here.
Jump the megalodon, if we're talking about jump the megalodon.
I am bad with my puns. I'm kind of missing this off the bat. What the heck? It's for Thursday instead of Friday. Cats and dogs living together. It's just one of those things. But I'll tell you what. Jurassic World Rebirth is everything that we've come to love in Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies as far as the dinosaurs, the visuals. They are amazing throughout. Now, there's a but. Of course there's a but.
Of course.
It just doesn't... It's okay. It's just okay.
Yeah.
You come to expect and want to see cool dinosaurs running through jungles and water and cool action sequences. You get most of that here, but so much of this plot line to me goes off the rails that you find yourself laughing at some things that you probably shouldn't have. I liked it. I didn't love it. I think if we had a little bit more cohesiveness through the story, I might be in the love stage because you've got Mahershala Ali along with Scarlett Johansson, and the two of them together work really well as two of the main leads in this one. I like that. The bad guys are bad. You don't want them to do anything to succeed. You are surprised certain people make it to the end and other people don't. Let's just say that. There are, of course, it's a Jurassic Park, Jurassic World movie here. Some people, the dinosaurs get lunch with. Some people, they have lunch of, whatever that may be. So it's in theaters now. It's rated PG-13. It does have some violent moments. If you like the Jurassic movies, you got to go out and see it on the biggest screen possible because there's nothing better than that giant dinosaur growling in your ear as you're sitting up high in a good theater.
Well, Paul, I got to tell you, whenever I watch it, we watch it frequently at the Young household, the first Jurassic Park movie, I always have to close my eyes when the lawyer gets eaten. That's the part that I just can't see that. I close my eyes, and of course, my kids love it when the lawyer gets eaten as I'm an attorney. But I read one review, and the one review criticized it because they said the review was it focuses too much on dinosaurs chasing people. And I thought, what were you expecting, Shakespeare? I mean, it's Jurassic World,
right?
But every movie has to have a strong plot, and that's what I'm hearing you saying. This movie lacks a little bit in the plot department.
Yeah, it does. And as far as dinosaurs chasing people, I mean, come on, we've had how many movies now? That's pretty much what we've seen over the course of the Jurassic films. It's like the day I went to the screening of American Pie 2 years ago, and I saw some people walk out after the first 15 minutes in a sold-out screening. They were upset because the language was pretty fierce. It was American Pie 2. By the time there's a sequel, you need to know what's in these movies.
Of course. But you've got some other movies, because I will be seeing, I don't care what the reviews are, I'm going to be seeing Jurassic World, and I'll be seeing it very soon. But there's something else that I didn't know much about, Heads of State, and it sounds like this.
I hate to interrupt a kick-off slow-mo explosion, but we should probably introduce who's who in the burning vehicle. That's UK's Prime Minister, a.k.a. the President of England, Sam Clark, US President / action movie star, Will Derringer, and MI6's top agent, Noel Bisset. 24 hours ago, somebody shot down Air Force One over unfriendly territory. And these two made it out. Now, they'll embark on a breathtaking adventure.
Endurance is tough for guys like you.
Guys like me.
Guys like you, you know, Jim Strong.
As opposed to?
Strong.
You want to see Jim Strong? I'll rip a tree out of the ground and beat you to death with it, huh?
Go on then. Rip that tree out and beat me to death with it.
So I thought, pick the biggest tree.
Obviously, they're going to need a little help.
So tell us, this wasn't on my radar, Paul, until like yesterday, but it sounds intriguing. Tell us about Heads of State.
Put it on your radar right now, Brad. This is a fun movie. It's you bring two heads of state, the UK, the US together. We've got Idris Elba. Come on.
Love
it. I'll watch him do anything.
And John Cena as the and you know what? As much as people like or dislike Cena, Cena's got carving out a nice little acting career in his type of roles. And the two of them, he's the U.S. president and the U.K. prime minister. Yeah, it's kind of a hackneyed way to get together, but basically they get shot out of the sky, and there are some people behind the scenes that want to get rid of them so they can. It's all about NATO, and it's about leaving NATO or joining NATO or either of the above. You have to see the movie. I'm not going to give you everything, but quite frankly, this is a lot of fun for an action movie that is not in theaters. It's coming to you straight on Prime Video, and you get a chance to watch it in your own home. This is something you could see as a summer movie release. There's lots of action. There's lots of good chemistry between Idris and John here, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas plays the spy secret agent. She is a special actress ever since before she met and became a Jonas. She's been a special actress to date. I like this one, and I like it from the standpoint of it's a type of movie you've seen before, but it's done in just a different way. And just like Jurassic World, too, there are people that don't make it to the end of this movie, and they're not all people you might expect. Stephen Root, Patty Considine, Carla Gugino, and even Jack Quaid are along for the ride here. It's a fun action thriller that you can do. You would definitely not be bored for 2 hours watching it on Prime Video.
Well, I find it an interesting category, the action thriller comedy, because one of my favorite movies of all time, of course, is Die Hard. And yet, you know, Die Hard is funny in moments, but I see Hollywood now trying to blend in more comedy with the action, and this is a recipe that can work, isn't it, Paul?
It is, and it's because the two work very well together. There are moments when you do an action film that you can't take yourself so seriously that you forget the fact that you're trying to blow everything up in its way on screen. And sometimes that, in and of itself, gives you a little chuckle when you think about it. And you know, it's definitely fits in that category too, where don't think real hard about it. Just go enjoy it. Go watch it. Do have a good time with it. And that and Jurassic, I think both of them for their audiences are two really nice films out there this week.
Well, this seems like a pretty big budget type movie for just going straight to Prime.
Yeah, it does. They pull it off very well. It's from MGM UA, who Amazon will be having a lot of their titles. As we go through the year, they've committed to release a lot of these things in theaters to start with going forward. You're going to see these in theaters going forward. It's just kind of we're coming out of, you know, we're still, even 5 years later, we're coming out of COVID and people kind of feeling their way in the new way of film.
Paul Hall, Common Guys Film Reviews. Paul, if folks want to check out your reviews on these and other movies, how can they find you?
All over social media, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days. And, of course, commonguy.com. And he eats lots of good stuff. We'll have more. You know, Brad, there's another mystery movie coming up at the end of July. I have a sneaking suspicion I know that one, too. But I need to examine it a little more just to before I commit to what's out there. I can tell you, last time we gave it away, Brad, the theaters were packed. So people people saw my vision on that one.
Well, your batting average right now is 1,000, my friend. So that's pretty good. Paul Hall, great to talk to you again, my friend.
Take care, Sue. Take care as well.
See you, Paul.
Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to talk.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To, you know, Frank Cusimano, sports director, KSDK Channel 5. We'll be talking to him about the Cardinals opening up against the Cubs. Maybe the Cardinals can eat their Wheaties this time because they couldn't beat the Pirates. Let's see if they do better against the Cubs. Also, St. Louis Blues add some new players. We're going to talk soccer. We're going to talk World Cup. All of this and more next. Brad Young in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in today on what seems like a Friday, certainly a traffic Friday, but Thursday here coming up on the 4th of July weekend. Welcoming back to the show, Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. Hey, Frank.
Brad, great to be with you. Hope you're well, sir.
I am well and doing great, sir. Thank you. Who has not been doing great, though? The Cardinals just couldn't pull it together against Pittsburgh recently. Now we're going in to a series against the Cubs. What's your take on the new Cubs-Card series in Wrigley this weekend?
Well, let's go over Pittsburgh for just a moment. It is unbelievable, Brad, because like at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the Cardinals had just swept the Cleveland Guardians for the first time in history. You couldn't have felt better about this squad. They were 9 games over .500 for the first time all season. And then Pittsburgh happens. For the first time in 49 years in Pittsburgh, they're shut out for an entire series. They've now gone 49 consecutive innings without scoring a run against teams from the National League Central, which is flabbergasting. But this team is a little bit like your son's favorite ride at Six Flags. It's a roller coaster. So many highs, so many lows. And if somebody told me before the season that they would be 6 games over .500 heading into Chicago for 4th of July weekend, I'd say I'd take it in a heartbeat. So we'll see what happens. You know, it wouldn't shock me if this team goes to Chicago and plays pretty well. I do think, you know, in addition to their offensive woes, they've had some pitching issues. Brent, let me give you a great stat, is that pitchers 3 through 5, we're talking Fetty, mm-hmm. Michaelis, Pallante, they have one win in their last 23 combined starts. Now, wins are not the end-all because Pallante actually pitched well and lost the other night, but you got to get some better production out of 3 through 5.
That's true, because we've also had a lot of games this year where the starting pitching was a little rough. They got roughed up early, but then came back in later innings. You know, we have had a lot of that this year. I've seen it. I'm a season ticket holder, and of course, I watch Channel 5 every night when I can't catch the game to watch the recap. But going into Chicago, obviously two concerns. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out: hitting and pitching. How do we look on what's the matchups for this weekend? Who's pitching for the Cardinals?
Well, Cardinal-wise, Fetty's supposed to start on Sunday. I wonder if they will bring up McGreevy for that start, because Fetty has just been brutal lately. Mm. I mean, his last 9 starts, he has no victories. His last 2 starts, he's just been rocked. So he's scheduled to go. You'll get Libitor in there, and Matthew has been pitching great lately. And then Michaelis and Wrigley Field does seem like a scary proposition for the Cardinals. You know, it's a shame they're going there without their best offensive player. I don't think enough people talk about this enough. Ivan Herrera is just a dynamic offensive player. He's going to be a star here for years to come, but he's got that hamstring issue, so he's not playing this weekend. That's a big blow. So we'll see what happens in Chicago. The Cubs really have an outstanding offense, too. So we'll see.
Yeah, I've been looking at the standings. Of course, the Cardinals right now are 5 games out, sitting in 3rd place right behind the Brewers. And I'm hoping that if we could do well against the Cubs, we'll make up some of that ground.
Yeah.
But
I got to say this, too, is they're going to play the Padres in the near future. And as we speak right now, if the playoffs were to start, the Padres would get in because their winning percentage is 1 point higher. So you'd like to catch the Cubs. You'd like to catch the Brewers. But the object is to get into the postseason dance, and you're right there with the Padres. So those games coming up with San Diego are going to be loom large, I believe.
Mm. Well, I'm not a big soccer guy, but I love what I saw and heard from the Guatemala game last night. It seemed like the entire country of Guatemala was packed into our stadium to watch U.S. versus Guatemala last night.
96, trying to become the lowest ranked team in FIFA's rankings ever to play in a final. It's a great move to cut inside. Ordóñez, a chance now, and it's a goal. It's Escobar.
I mean, you know, that's the kind of crowd noise, the cheering that you hear in the Mike Bush household when it comes to pay raises. I mean, it was just deafening.
Good line there, Brad. By the way, I didn't realize you were a season ticket holder. I didn't know you were from Old Money. You learn something new every day. But anyway, about the game, Mark Mosier, Hall of Fame soccer player here in St. Louis, he told me this morning he felt that was the loudest roar he had ever heard at Energizer Park. And keep in mind, when City SC was really good, that place was rocking. I got a call about like 3 o'clock in the middle of the day from a City SC executive. And he said, you got to get downtown. You got to see what's going on outside the stadium. It was unbelievable. All those light blue Guatemalan jerseys. And I got to tell you, The game sold out in 24 hours after the United States won in penalty kicks on Sunday, and it was just an electric atmosphere. I don't think we have that many Guatemalans living in St. Louis. I think a lot of them came from out of town.
Well, it was stunning just to hear and to see and to feel that level of excitement, because we certainly haven't seen that level of excitement at Busch Stadium this year. And it was great to see that, even if it had to be flown in from Guatemala. But where we have seen some action, of course, is with the Blues. The Blues got some new players recently.
Yeah. You know, Doug Armstrong, I think I can use the word, has large kahunas. Because if any other, like, hockey general manager would have traded a 22-year-old like Zach Bolduc coming off a 19-goal season where he got better every week as the season evolved and looks like a star, traded him for a guy who only has 9 or 8 games on his NHL resume, that president or that GM would have been barbecued. Mm. But in Doug, we trust. He's one of the smartest executives we've ever had in St. Louis professional sports.
Yes.
And this Logan Mayhew that he picked up may be exactly what the doctor ordered. And a lot of it comes down to supply and demand, because we had a surplus of young scoring forwards and a shortage of young outstanding defensemen. And Logan Mayhew hopefully will be that guy. You know, I got to say something, Brad, real quick. A long time ago, the Blues traded a really promising forward named Brendan Shanahan. How can you trade Brendan Shanahan? Well, they got in return a guy by the name of Chris Pronger. Hmm. Everybody hated the trade, and Pronger became arguably our best defenseman of all time. I don't think Mayhew's Pronger, but I think he's going to be good.
Very good. Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. Great to talk to you, Frank.
Good to be with you, Brad. Have a great fourth.
And you too as well, my friend. Hey, we're coming up on a hard break. We've got to get out of here. But coming up, I've got a lot more stuff, legal stuff, I want to break down for you right here. Brad Young filling in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.